This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 222 for Wednesday, January 15th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Wednesday, retreating from earlier gains as something sparked a sell-off in the vegetable oil markets. Canola down $3 to over $11 at the close. March down $11.50 at $630.10 per ton. Canola had been trading within a few dollars of unchanged for most of the session, posting gains for part of that time before turning sharply lower as Chicago soy oil also backed away from its own gains. Traders were unsure what may have sparked the sell-off. The USDA did release interim guidelines on climate-smart agricultural practices for growing crops for biofuel production, while the monthly U.S. crush data was also released around the same time. However, neither report was especially bearish for oilseeds. While uncertainty over possible tariffs in the U.S. did remain a bearish influence on canola, soy oil was also down on the day. The U.S. is the primary destination for Canadian canola oil exports, and the 25% tariffs threatened by incoming U.S. President Trump would seriously cut into that movement. The March contract dropped below its 200-day moving average, and that likely encouraged additional speculative selling pressure. A merger between Bunge and Viterra was cleared by the Canadian government yesterday. Conditions on the approval include Bunge divesting from 6 grain elevators in Western Canada and a binding commitment from the company to invest $520 million in Canada over 5 years. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn up and wheat mixed. Soybeans pressured by the relatively favorable crop prospects in South America, with farmers in Brazil just getting started on the harvest. March beans down 4 cents at $3.49 per bushel. The losses came despite solid monthly crush data, with a record 206.6 million bushels of soybeans crushed in the U.S. in December. That topped average trade guesses, with soy oil supplies at the end of the month up 14% at 1.24 billion pounds. Corn futures posting gains on the day, March up 4 cents at 4.78 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol production at around 1.1 million barrels per day was down slightly, although stocks of the renewable fuel were up by 860,000 barrels at just over 25 million. Wheat ending narrowly mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up or down a penny in March at 5.88 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 cents in March at 5.57 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 0.75 cents in March at 5.47 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 15th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.